Well, good morning, everyone, and you're welcome. Look outside. Where do you think that comes from? It's a gift. I brought it back with me. Actually, I brought the snow on Wednesday. I want to just read one verse in Philippians chapter 3, and that will just sort of send us off into our topic this morning. It says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, it says this, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." So I want to spring off from that this morning. And before we do, let's pray. Father, we thank you again, O God, for your goodness, your faithfulness, your presence here this morning. And Father, as we open up thy word, Father, I pray, O God, that like the word should, speak to our hearts, each and every one of us. And Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit of God, Lord, that illuminates our hearts and minds to your word. And Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, unless you're living on another planet, I think you would agree with this statement. The world is more polarized than ever. And even in this room, I'm sure, if we were to go to each individual, we would have probably some very different views on topics that are, you know, are out in front of us on a daily basis, okay? Now, I'm going to lay aside abortion for a minute, okay? Because that's a big thing. I just come back from the United States, and Roe versus Wade was removed, really, and sent back to the states, which was a big victory for those who are opposed to abortion. But I think you and I would all agree that, you know, I don't think we'd have any argument over, you know, what side we're on that. At least I think that I'm pretty safe in saying that. But when it comes to, let's look at the world where it's talking today. I mean, from climate change, gender, I never thought I would see it in my lifetime, but I'm still on the planet and we're talking gender, right? And again, it's polarizing the world and the environment, you name the topic almost, and there's real polarization. So I say that. And I want to tell you just a little bit about me as a kid, okay? So I grew up in Timmins, Ontario, okay? Santa Claus, Timmins, okay? And my family, my dad was a very political human being, okay? So I grew up in a home, my dad's like my hero, and my dad is, in 1968, I was 16 years old. Don't ask me how old I am, okay? You can figure it out. In 1968, I was 16 years old. I got involved in the first campaign, a political campaign in my life, because my dad was the campaign chairman for a political candidate for the Liberal Party of Canada. His name was Jean Roy, or John Roy. Okay. And John Roy was my dad's best friend growing up. They grew up where my grandmother lived and where John Roy lived, literally were side by, like Kevin and I, okay? Side by side. And so my dad was his campaign manager. And at 16 years old, I got to, because I got, you know, in those days, you got your license, you drive right away. No supervision, no nothing, okay? Dangerous. But that was me. Anyway, I got to drive John Roy around because he was running as a liberal in federal liberal party and running against an incumbent whose name was Murdo Martin, no relation to me. And he had been the incumbent for the last 25 years. He represented the riding of Timmins for 25 years, and they said he cannot be beat. But my dad, who was a political animal, thought better, and at least he thought, and he got John Roy, who was a businessman and his best friend, to run. And I drove John Roy around. So what happened is that I'd go up to Urquhart Falls, he'd have a meeting there. Cochrane, I was the driver. And he had this beautiful Mercury marquee. Thank you. And I mean, I'm 16 years old. I'm driving to Urquhart Falls, Cochrane, Matheson, and all those big places. If you blink, you miss, okay? Now, my dad was so convinced that they could win that campaign that he got a hold of Pierre Elliott Trudeau. Now listen, Trudeau was running to be the prime minister, and you can imagine, he's got to go coast to coast, but Timmins was not on his radar because they didn't think they could beat Murdo Martin. My dad convinced Pierre Elliott Trudeau to come to Timmins. And when he came to Timmins, he came to my house. And as a 16-year-old, remember, all I'm hearing, Trudeau, 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 Trudeau. And he came to my dad's, he came to our house. And my sisters were fawning over him, you know? And, oh, isn't he beautiful? And I'm going, he's not beautiful. Like, you know, I didn't even find him particularly good looking. But anyway, he had a lot of money, he was single, and my sisters loved him. But you see, that's the home, guys, I was brought up in. And in 1976, the NDP, Liberal, NDP Provincial, came to my office and asked me to run provincially for the NDP. Now, I wouldn't do it. Not to lick it. I don't, if you're NDP, good for you. What I'm saying is, I'd never do it. I would have killed my dad. He was liberal through and through. But guys, the reason